co-gardeners, co-creators, invited to be a courageous contributor to the Bringing Good project, like God in the beginning. You and I, the crown of all creation, not just made, animated by divine breath. Put yourself there. The eternal God scooped dirt out of the ground, sculpted it into shape, and breathed life into the nostrils of the human, and the human became a living soul. He placed the human in a garden of utter delight, Eden pregnant with life, bursting forth with nourishing food and astonishing beauty. Can you imagine it? Fast forward now to the room where Jesus, who was dead, suddenly appears to bewildered disciples, getting ready to leave the earth. He has one last task: to give them the power to continue what he started. He breathes into them like the Father at the beginning, animating them with the energy of the Holy Spirit. The first humans had a choice in the garden. Jesus' friends had a choice following his departure. Would they choose knowledge, strength, and power that comes from their own making? Or would they allow the divine breath, the dynamic spirit, to flow through them? Have you ever sat down to write or play or plan or draw or build, and all you have an hour later is nothing? Blank, block, distracted, numb, uninspired, frustrated. Have you ever been in the shower, or riding your bike, or walking home, or reading a novel, and then suddenly it breaks in? You can see it, hear it, imagine it. A new idea, a new project, the answer to a problem, the next step you need to take. It's as if when you're trying your hardest to think it up or make it happen, it doesn't. But when you let go, it comes. Co-creating means being part of a team, you and the Holy Spirit. God animates your hands, your mouth, your mind, your eyes, your feet, and you respond by creating some kind of creative action in the world. What would it be like to trust God to wait and let his creative energy come to you? When it comes, it's usually when you least expect it. Over time, you can learn to sense it, to recognize the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in you. You can learn to open up and catch all that God wants to let loose in the world through you.